What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Covenant Podcast. This is part two of a series, not really a series, but a little topical one we did on how, just in our times, how the church should respond to authority and just some wisdom from all the pastors here. So we went over, we're just going to dive right in. We went over one of the questions, does God expect his church to obey the edicts, such as the stay at home, wearing masks, of our government? So if you just want to like kind of summarize it up, what we kind of went over, so they have a little bit of context.
We summarized it by, we use a quote from R.C. Sproul, and we use the word, obviously, you know, where God puts people in authority, and we actually, as a group, felt like it was a good practice for us to in all cases, to be obedient, you know, and to submit to governing authorities. Nathan used speed limit, you know, as a good example. And so, in general, I think between the four of us, we pretty much agreed that it's a good idea. When we're not being disobedient to the word of God, to be obedient to the government that God has put in place. So
And if you want to hear more about that, just go listen to the last podcast.
That's right.
So just moving right along and segueing into it, we're going to kind of switch a little bit of gears. How does our response to these, how the church responds to these, affect the lost?
Nate, go right ahead.
Okay. You know, our lives, when we become a believer, truly become an example, whether we want it to be or not. The truth is that if he is light and we're to become light, then we need to shine, to be that example. Think back when we individually gave our lives to the Lord, how your friends responded, your old friends, you know. Did you really get saved? Mm-hmm. Are you really going to change? We all went through that. Mm-hmm. And some believed that we had and some didn't believe that we had. We just had to walk it out. But the truth is, our lives do become examples. So I think that to know that we're walking a walk to where we're not disgracing the word, mainly, or disagreeing with the word. And your point's well taken. We simply don't want to disobey God's word because of a law of man or anything that we're encouraged to do by man. And yet at the same time, most of what we've been talking about is not addressing the issue of whether or not we are obeying God or disobeying God. It's whether or not we're going to obey a law and a regulation of man.
Yeah. Even if it's not a law, suggestion.
Suggestion, you know, sure. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I think in that time, even the 10 weeks that we were doing it, and we know a lot of churches around the area, and I mean, even around the whole United States, we're doing this online church. I feel like people were looking at the church more than they ever have and looking for our response to that, because even with all of the doubt and just uncertainty of everything, people were already looking towards the church, but yet they were looking to see what we were going to do about it and what our response to it was. And I mean, I think we did pretty well with, like you said, during this, if this was a test run, we did okay. We did good. We did good in some areas with helping. We obviously always need to help our community and everything, but really reaching out, stepping up in a new way, and our church stepped up in a new way, and community stepped up in a new way. And so I think it's, as more uncertainty builds, our response to things mean more and more to the lost, to the lost world.
I think there are two sets of eyes always looking at the church. There's one set of eyes that's looking to make sure you fail, and then there's another set that looks to how they should maybe react. And that's true in Lincolnton, North Carolina, little old Lincolnton. There, I noticed there are people that are, even on Facebook groups, that are watching and making declarations about who's wearing masks, who's not wearing masks, and like writing whole entire pages about it, you know. And that's fine. That's between them and Jesus, you know. But those, so that means there are people probably watching the church to just catch us in a mess up, you know.
Yeah.
And right. I don't, be honest with you, I make very few decisions based on what that group of people thinks. But I make a whole lot of decisions based on what this other group of people thinks. The people that are looking for somebody with humble hearts that lead, you know, like in our last week's podcast, Aaron closed with a conversation about how Paul reacted, you know, to the religious folks in his day that were calling out his newfound faith in Jesus. And Paul, you know, Paul didn't go in there and, "You bunch of idiots, y'all are idiots, y'all are all going to hell." You know, no, Paul went in there and just proclaimed the gospel. When Peter did the same, he proclaimed the gospel, but he did it in a way that he honored the people who were listening, but honored the Father. I think we need to do the same, you know. We need to honor the Father. We need to be respectful of people that God's put in authority. But remember always that there's somebody always watching our response. And a lot of times it's not even just how we respond, but with the humility in the heart that we respond with that affects people's journey.
It is. You know, one of the comments that Paul made in Romans dealt with the fact that when we obey these civil authorities, that we're actually living with a good conscience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We know within our own hearts that we're doing the right thing.
Right.
I believe a lot of people have by continually resisting authority, resenting authority, have deadened their hearts, the sensitivity of their hearts, to their consciousness.
Could, for sure.
And nobody wants to watch them anymore either. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I'll let you finish that thought, but I think if I see people like that in my life, and I know they're just making decisions based on eventually pride or anger.
Yes.
Eventually. Right. Then I don't really want that to be the model for who I want to follow places.
No, no.
You know, so I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead.
No, that was it. We just need to know that we're living with a clear conscience before the Lord and really before government
as well.
Yep. Right. And again, as we mentioned last week, we don't always agree with those who are in authority, and oftentimes somebody's in authority that we didn't vote for, we didn't place there. And the whole, you talked just briefly last week about politics, whoever mentioned that. And right now it's like we're a people divided. Mm-hmm. And even a lot of these decisions about a mask or about staying at home, it can draw party lines and all. And I know we're all so frustrated with that. But I'll never be able to get away from the fact, as I was growing up, Dad was chairman of the Board of Elections for 2 terms. And a lot of times, even when I was a child or young, and I was learning, I'd get very frustrated about the division politics could cause. But he always reminded me that we are blessed to be in a society that can make decisions, that we're not ruled by a king or a dictator who may be completely evil, and the laws would require us to disobey the word of God, like we were talking about Daniel, and others. Mm-hmm. But at least we're blessed in a society that we can pray for those in authority and get out and vote and do something about it as best we can.
Right.
You know, as much as we can.
Amen.
Yeah. I guess if I would look at it as far as the loss, you go back, I think Pastor Mike even talked about it Sunday. Most of the people that we come in contact with on a weekly basis, we're probably maybe the only Jesus they get all week. Mm. And so how are we responding?
That's true. We're
that Bible. We're the Word of God walking out. We're that hands and feet of what they're going to see representing. It can be this church or another church or whatever, but you're representing the Lord. You're representing this relationship. And so what are we doing with that? And how are we? And so I was just looking back at what Pastor Mike last week he opened up and was talking about 1 Timothy, but it just not to go through it the whole thing, but it says I exhort first of all the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all those that are in authority, that they may lead and be quite peaceable life in all goodness or godliness. I'm sorry, and reverence. And then it goes on to say, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And verse 4 says, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. There's something about our response that will bring people to what the truth of God is.
That's good.
And so when we, even in this scripture, and that means how we respond to those and how we respond to those in authority, there will be truth relayed and testified to in our response. Now, sometimes it may be that we've got to go, all right, no, I'm not going to adhere to that because the Word of God says this and it speaks truth of our commitment. But then there's other times, like I think we have walked out, I believe faithfully, and said, we need to follow this and what's being passed down from our state or from the government. And we've done that. And I think we saw, even whether you want to say numbers or hearts changed, especially, we've seen that. We've seen a response to where God has shown up in people's homes and in a in a miraculous way. And because the church is just the building, we know that.
Yeah.
But there's something about the truth. Even as he was just saying that, I was like, man, there's something even more to that scripture maybe than I read before we were preparing last week for it. And so anyway.
But isn't it a sobering thought to think that, and Pastor Mike, you brought this out maybe even just this past Sunday, but I know recently what sometimes what people hear, if it's through a podcast or here at the church, that's really all they got, just like you were saying.
Right.
I mean, that's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
To think that.
That's a scary thought, yes.
I mean, it really is. It really is to think where you may be the only representation of the gospel, of the good news, that somebody sees all week or in a longer period of time than that.
And I think it's very important for the body of Christ to be balanced. You know, like, I mean, you remember when I was a little kid, you know, everybody probably had to hear this story about the boy who cried wolf. You know, like, I think there are some people, even in the body of Christ, that they're always against whoever they didn't vote for, and they can't ever. Okay, let's break it down. I'm going to play a completely neutral part. Like, our president's Donald Trump. He does some good things. He does some things that aren't. You know, I can respect the good things. I can call out the bad things.
Right.
That's my opinion. We have a governor who's the opposite party that does some things I don't agree with. Does some things I do agree with. Whatever, you know. As a balanced Christian, I'm not going to be so married to a party expecting that party to be my salvation.
Well, that's true.
And now back to my crowd wolf thing. If you're always against everything that government does, then you're not very balanced, and you will never have an effect on lost people. Because eventually they'll just dismiss your opinion, or because you don't have a balance, they'll just dismiss your opinion because that's what they always think, you know. And I just think it's very important for us to have a balance, and that if we truly believe that we're answering to God first, then our party can't be our source.
True.
And then we will automatically, I believe, under that system, we'll have a balance. And then back to Ryan's question, then I think we have a great shot at ministering to the lost, because lost people want balance, man. Lost people want real. Lost people don't want everything's all wrong or everything's all right. They want real life, real response, you know, honesty, humility.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a life in Christ brings.
Right.
Yeah.
And does.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that part of what divides even our political parties so much right now, is that if someone in one party really has a good idea, most everybody, I'm not going to say everybody, but most everybody in the other party feels like they can't endorse it.
Absolutely.
Because it didn't come from our camp.
Yeah. Right.
And then the same thing's happening vice versa.
Yep.
So, you
and
know,
that can happen with a mask and stay-at-home orders too, basically.
Yeah.
If I'm a Republican and a Democratic governor thinks it, then I got to think it's wrong automatically. God doesn't call us to that place.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He calls us back to these scriptures
that
you've used as a foundation for these 2 weeks.
Right.
What does God's word say?
Yeah.
Very different.
And that true, that same thing is true, and you said it, but I wanted to make sure I stated that it's true in a national scale where politics are concerned, is that if one guy thinks of something good, like Donald Trump wants to do something that could really unify the nation, and Democrats don't. It's true right now. It happens every week.
Yes, it does.
On both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Right. It happened when Obama was president.
Yeah.
Republicans
same way.
Went that way, and now Trump's president, Democrats automatically opposite. Now, I know this ain't about politics.
Covenant Politics.
Ryan hates talking about politics, and I agree with him.
But it's how the gospel is supposed to have root
into this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so moving forward along with that, do you think – I know we kind of touched on this last week, but how are we supposed to know which ones to follow?
I think this is a good place for us to end this whole discussion.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's kind of how we started it is unless you're in intimate fellowship with the Father and in His Word constantly, you're so easily led around by news stations and broadcasts. I think I studied something out and maybe mentioned it a couple weeks ago about how, you know, like maybe four or five people own all the news stations really in the world. So they actually move us around like we're puppets if we're not careful. Like a few months ago, I said this Sunday, we were talking about the presidential, and then it became for 2 months COVID-19, and then it switched over to race, and in North Carolina this week it's mask. So it's like,
yeah.
But those people determine what we're going to argue about. Mm-hmm. I think if we're not real careful, we'll buy into the argument instead of into God's directions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, answer to your question, for me, it's I stay in intimate fellowship with the Father. I stay constantly in His Word. I ask Him every single day, God, show me how to respond to Your heart. Teach me how to hear Your voice, because that's the only way I'm going to know really what I'm supposed to do on the hard issues.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
You know, one of the things that I personally have had to struggle with is like a recommendation or a regulation that our state not be opened up.
Right.
That we can't, with wisdom, go into any restaurant. A lot of businesses have suffered tremendously. Matter of fact, a number of businesses have closed because they just didn't have enough capital being closed for these number of weeks to keep going. I've really struggled with that individually.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change that. But, you know, so I don't agree. I don't think any of us necessarily agree with everything that's passed down. But I will say this. As a believer, if we're in a scenario, as we'll say as a businessman, and our business is affected by some regulation that's passed down, we still need to keep in mind that the Lord is our provider. And He's still watching over you. And He's still saying, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, these things will be added to you. In other words, God's going to take care of His kids. He's going to take care of His children, even if He has to provide in some other way. You know, the psalmist said, you know, I was a young man and now I'm old, but I've never seen God's seed out begging for bread. So I know a lot of people have been affected by some of the closings, et cetera. But we've got to stay focused on God as our Father and our provider for wisdom and direction and even the finances for those who are affected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to add. I mean, as far as with that one, I think we've touched on most of it. But I think it's coming back to that one-on-one relationship. It comes back to which voice are you allowing to control your life, your family, what am I allowing into that day-to-day devotion, because you're worshiping something. We've talked about that. You're
right.
Listening to something. Something's going to be in charge. Something is in. Pastor Michael used a seat on your head. Something's going to be sit in that seat and will control you. We've got to make sure, and I think more now than ever, it's got to be a daily commitment. We're picking up that cross daily, like it tells us to in Scripture, and following Him. And I mean, there's really no other way to put it. I mean, if we want to be who God's called us to be, then we'll get close to Him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way there is to do it. It's not going to be that just some magic saying or prayer or anything.
Can't take a pill and do it.
Yeah, can't take a pill and do it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be from the certain newscast that's going to happen that, that tells you you have to. And have the litmus test of the Holy Spirit to test each and everything that we do when it comes to whether it's social reform or injustice or a mask or whatever.
Yeah.
The litmus test has to be that of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so has to be. And so that's where I would say.
Anybody got anything else? Or I think we're good.
I think that's good.
Thank you, buddy.
That's great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
we'll probably come back. We'll do it in about 3 weeks, and we'll have totally different answers.
Yeah, but thanks for joining us, guys. As always, just go ahead and like and subscribe. Share the YouTube version with your friends. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you.